everyone. Thank you for joining me for another exciting and informative episode of the Paralegal Voice on the Legal Talk Network. I'm Jill Francisco, and I'm here with my co-host, Tony Sipp, and we are so excited to get this episode rolling. Today, we have with us Vanessa Finley, MBA, CEO of NALA, the Paralegal Association, and she's with us today, and we're going to really talk and discuss all things NALA. We're going to emphasize some fun things that are upcoming. We want to let everybody know that the conference is coming soon, and we got some deals, and they want you to make sure you can take full advantage and get registered, and then we're going to highlight, they got an awesome survey out. And it's so useful, and we want to make sure everybody knows about that. And then we're going to touch on another fun things, but not to give it all away. So, Vanessa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, back again, poor Vanessa. She's had to deal with me for a few years, but she's
it's been a pleasure, Jill.
Thank you. She still takes my call. So, hey, there's that. So anyway, Vanessa, let's just get right into it, and let's talk real quick about the 2023 NALA conference that's coming up in July in Boston.
Yes. Okay. So this year, it's going to be July 12th through the 14th. So that's a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in the middle of July in Boston at the Copley Center at the Westin Copley Hotel. It is a gorgeous location with over 100 restaurants within walking distance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there's just so much just being in Boston by itself.
Right.
But I, of course, think that you're coming because of the conference and everything that's happening with the conference. And this year we have 30 CLE sessions that will offered. You'll be able to earn actually 13 CLEs during the conference itself. So attending those sessions, you'll actually be able to get 13 CLEs during the conference itself. And then, of course, we always have that recording bundle afterwards. Mm-hmm. And so after the conference concludes, we render all those videos because we record everything.
Wow.
And then you're able to purchase those either one-on-one or as a bundle. And it's a significant discount, obviously, to buy that bundle. So we'll be offering that again this year. And we are also offering three different ways that you can attend. So you can attend the full conference in person, like we've always done for 47 years, or actually,
well, wait a minute,
I should say
except
45.
Those 2 years.
I was going to say, except for, well, I have to say 45, because it really is 45 out of the 47, because the 2 years Jill was president, of course, we were hybrid. I mean, we were virtual.
Right.
So we were not in person because of, obviously, the pandemic. So, but we are, as we did last year, we're offering a hybrid option. So that means you can come in person for the whole thing and attend like you normally would. Or you can join virtually, and that gives you access to most of the CLEs, a lot of the CLEs. You can also earn 13 CLEs during the actual conference time itself. And then the third option is to attend as a single day attendee. That is only in-person option because it would make sense just to attend the whole virtual or purchase the whole virtual because a single day pass is more than the virtual attendee. But if you want to just come to the one day, either Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, you're in the Boston area. I know there's so many people that are within an hour's drive from Boston, so they can come in just for the day. And so we're offering that single day pass as well this year. But with the bundle, if you come in person for the full conference, again, you get the bundle for free.
That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. I love that.
Yeah. So then you get 40 CLEs. You get access to 40 hours of CLE for that one rate for to attend in person. Now, if you're virtual or single day, you can still purchase the bundle. You get a significant discount, over $300 discount if you purchase it. And new this year, if you are attending virtually, and you purchase the bundle in advance of the conference, so before it starts, you get another $50 off of the bundle. So We're really trying to find all the ways to make this accessible to as many people as possible because we have some stellar presenters, as always. We've got some exciting sessions for the CLEs, but then also, you know, the annual meeting, the AA, the Affiliated Association Showcase, reception. I mean, you know, it's going to be a ball.
It's a package. It's a package deal. It's fun. It's socializing. It's
really
catching
is.
Up with old friends, new friends, network. It's a whole deal. But I do like, I will say, because I had one conference in person as president, one in, you know, and one the virtual, the first ever virtual that Niall had to do, you know, nightmares in the middle of the night type thing. But we got through it. And the thing that I always love to tell and emphasize is the main goal, which I know Vanessa will agree with me, is the exposure, the education to the paralegals, as many, just as she just said, to as many as we can. And that's all that we have done since my first presidency. In Arizona, we had a record in person that year. Then we went to virtual, had another record. Then we went to another virtual, had another record, and then in person and virtual. So, I mean, you know, our numbers have just, and we're not talking about like a couple more. We're talking about hundreds more.
Yes. So last year we had over 1,200 people in attendance between virtual and in person.
Yes.
And so it's quite the event. It's a lot of fun and just very informative and educational as well.
Well, and clearly, like I said, we have to say it is probably the largest, definitely the largest gathering of paralegals. And I know all the years, I think I was on the board, JD was three, ended up, you know, basically in high school when I finally stopped, you got rid of me. and it, we always hovered around, you know, three something, four something. And if you, you know, you went to the Floridas and the places where Niall has a lot of concentrated membership, then, you know, or increased our attendance, you know, a little bit here and there, but, you know, nothing. And so I'm just thrilled that we're reaching different people, new people, returning people, and people that could have never come for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't have to be for finances. It doesn't, you know, it could be that maybe they couldn't get off work. And that thing where you're doing this year where they can pick the day, not just the first day, for those that are listening, that's how it used to be. You could do day one only, which is not a full day of CLE. And so now you can pick one day that is full of CLE if that is your main goal. Or if you just want a little CLE and to get it on the meetings that are, of course, you know, free to members and things, you know, that's fine too. But I love all the things you're doing and switching it up and changing it. And, you know, like you said, we've always done well, and we just keep getting bigger and bigger so that we're on the right track. We know we're on the right track.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're still doing, of course, a CP track. So those who are preparing to take the certified paralegal exam, we have a full track, which of course, Miss Jill is one of our instructors for that. But we cover every single section of the CP exam, including the writing. The skills exam piece. So if you're studying for the exam, you in a 3 days, one fail swoop.
Yeah, is there anybody that
every
is studying
single one
that
of those topics?
That's going to take the CP.
Yes, Mr. Sip is studying for the CP exam. I bought my book. I'm taking my courses.
Yay!
I'm watching the YouTube, Niall's YouTube as well. So yeah, whatever information or education I can get helps. So I think that's fantastic.
Yay.
That's wonderful. So glad to hear that.
So yeah, so Vanessa, and the CP, and this, the thing that I like too, I know you said, and people can go to NALA.org, NALA.org to get the on the website and get the brochure. It's an awesome brochure. It's very informative. It's very, it also just like kind of tells a lot about the conference, obviously what's going on. But not only that, it tells about like if you need some help getting it approved from your employer or, you know, just different things. It's a great brochure. But if you need to go there, I mean, you should go there to check it out. And it'll also tell you, like Vanessa was saying, some are offered virtual, some are not. But the best thing is every single CP one is virtual and in person. And so if you are, you know, if you can't attend and you're prepping, you can get all those virtual. And I love that they've done that, because I remember years ago, we kind of made it a, well, we used to have the CP prep course. Do you remember that, Tony? Traveling all over the place. That was poor before Ness's time. But they had once a year all over the country, you know, Midwest, East, kind of like they do exactly. The conference. And, you know, now it's at conference, and I think it's worked out so well. And we've never before, even with that dedicated course, had every single section. And like Vanessa said, even the skills, even, you know, everything you need. Like I'm teaching the torts and the civil litigation. You're going to get ethics. You're going to get, you know, the real estate. You're going to get the contracts. You're going to get everything that you need. So it's not like if you're not strong in one of those, you're going to get all those. And it's great. It's great.
I thought I was strong in some of the others.
I thought I was good until I took some of those quizzes at the back of the you know, you take your little exam thing and you go, huh, maybe I need to study that section a little bit more.
Exactly.
So Vanessa, tell a little bit about, we know where it is. We know what it's going to be. We know it's going to be a great time. Talk about like how people can register and to get in on the early bird special. Yeah. That's why we're trying to get this information out to everybody.
Absolutely. So it's pretty darn simple. You just go to our website, which is nala.org, so nala.org. And there is an education menu tab that you drop down and you'll see the conference right underneath that. Anything and everything you could possibly want to know about the conference is on that page. There's a number of drop-down menus and options. There's the full brochure. You can see all the sessions that are being offered and who's presenting them. The sponsors, of course, are on there and the exhibitors. That's another thing. You know, we're going to have well over 40 exhibitors and, of course, lots of sponsors who are very eager to support the paralegal profession. So you can go online and you just click on to register, right? Right there on that page, it'll take you into your account and you just complete your information and lickety split, you are registered for the conference. Early bird is May 12th. So between now and May 12th is the absolute best price that you can get on conference. So please, I encourage you to go right now and register now. Don't let it slip. That May 12th is going to come quicker than you realize. And so you don't want to miss out on those extra discounts that you get.
No, and it is significant. It's significant. Significant discount. Not only that, but I mean, you're going to have the early bird and then you're going to have a standard and then you have a late. What's the window of the late?
The window of the late. That's a really good question. You're really testing my knowledge base here. I am not positive. I think it's.
I know it must be day of, obviously, because you can register on site, can't you?
You can register on site,
and so I would assume that's late.
I believe it. Yeah. Yes. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, late but welcome. Late but welcome. Please do come.
Late but welcome. Absolutely. You know, I will have to find what that and late registration is, but it's pretty darn close to the conference.
I was going
to
say it's probably a couple weeks out. So the main thing, I mean, and like I said, we don't need the exact date. I just wanted to emphasize the need to at least, you know, get in an early bird if you can get all your ducks in a row to get your registration paid, or at least by minimum do the standard and, you know, get in, because it's like, I mean, it's, you know, over $100 from early bird to late. So, I mean, it's a significant amount. So, all right, well, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsors and we'll be right back to continue with all things Nala.
Looking for a process server you can trust? ServeNow.com is a nationwide network of local pre-screened process servers. ServeNow works with the most professional process servers in the industry, connecting your firm with process servers who embrace technology, have experience with high-volume serves, and understand the litigation process and rules of properly effectuating service. Find a pre-screened process server today. Visit www.servenow.com.
Delegate out those tasks that take up your time. Staffy can help you with your legal, administrative, marketing, and even client-facing workload. Hiring Staffy's top-notch bilingual virtual staff means Staffy does the recruiting, hiring, and training for you. Then, if you need a change, Staffy handles it. You get to concentrate on your strategic work. Schedule a free consultation at staffy.cc. That's STAFI.cc and get $500 off with code HAPPY24.
Welcome back to the Paralegal Voice. And again, I'm here with Vanessa Finley, the CEO of NALA, the Paralegal Association, and Tony Sipp. And we were just wrapping up our discussion and emphasis on get your registration in for the 2023 NALA conference. And while we were gone, of course, real quick, we took that break. Vanessa looked that up, and the last day for regular registration is June 23rd. So then obviously June 24th begins the late registration. So the moral of all that story is, if you're planning on coming and you want to come, we want you to get the best deal.
Do it now.
So yeah, don't wait. Do it as fast as you can. Get your money in and, you know, you'll get the best deal. So now we want to move on to something super awesome that I have really over the years loved and valued, that Nala takes the time and the effort, because obviously I have the privilege of being behind the scenes. So I do know how much work actually goes in to their compensation and utilization survey report that they do. Is it, Vanessa, every 2 or 3?
Every 2 years.
Every 2 years. And it, so it just mm-hmm. came out. So now we have the 2022 version that is now out. And I'll let Vanessa talk about it a little bit, her highlights of what she thinks on the survey. But I just want to touch on, because I recently started teaching and I was just explaining to Tony and Vanessa that I love to talk about how that the paralegal profession is growing. And even, you know, through the pandemic and before the pandemic, it just keeps on rising. It was super exciting. And I think even like when we were interviewing Vanessa to take over the CEO, you know, I think even you could kind of feel the profession was just energized and, you know, on the move and just branching out. And I mean, I think, you know, it was obvious that's where we were going. And I think now it'll state this in the survey, you know, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, you know, that the paralegal profession is growing by an average of 12%, which is like almost triple probably of a lot of other professions. And so I'm super excited to see that. I love it that in the survey, it talks about that the median salaries of paralegals are up.
Yes.
And obviously the jobs, tons and thousands, hundreds of thousands of jobs added. So I love all that. And it energizes you to just kind of validate that, you know, this is a great career to get in. So the ones that are in it, it makes you happy that it's positive. And I think ones that are thinking about getting in it, I think it's awesome mm-hmm. to get all this information and know that it's a good career to get into. It's lasting and it's growing. So Vanessa, yeah, let us have your thoughts on, you know, this, like I said, this, the survey that's just out, the 2022.
Yeah. So this is data that we collected in 2022. And as you said, since we do it every other year, the last time we collected data was in 2020.
Right.
And that was for 2019 data, right? Because we collect it, you know, just a few months after the end of 2020, after that year. So there was nothing to do with the pandemic in our last
right.
report, as you can imagine. But this time around, not only did we do all the standard questions, which includes, you know, salary, benefits, you know, type of responsibility, whether your responsibilities have increased, do you supervise people, how many attorneys do you work under? I mean, all that data, which is just, I mean, at your fingertips, and is going to be wonderful for folks, especially as they, you know, try to negotiate salaries as they move forward in their careers. But added to that this year is the information about how the pandemic affected the paralegal profession.
That's awesome.
And so there's a lot of great data in there about how it has impacted the work life of paralegals. I think that it's just fascinating information because, of course, paralegals were not immune to, no pun intended, we're not immune to the impact of the pandemic, but definitely very resourceful. The whole profession has been quite resourceful over these last several years. So some of the things that I'm finding really exciting from the data is that we're seeing higher levels of education.
Mm.
In the profession. And to me, that indicates the professionalism, the growing professionalism of being a paralegal. As we know, as things started, you know, 50, 60 years ago, sort of glorified assistants, right,
yep.
as we kind of thought. And now as the profession has grown, you're seeing it getting more and more detailed, in-depth, specialized.
Mm-hmm.
And so education is a really key part of,
I love that.
Of the growing field. Yeah. And so that's really exciting. And then, of course, the pieces around the pandemic, just I found quite interesting as well. And just, you know, seeing how that has impacted everybody.
Well, and Tony, I just want to bring Tony on this because Tony obviously obviously he's paralegal, but he also is a paralegal manager. And so, Tony, have you, I mean, like I said, I don't know, you know, how much you've had the occasion in the past, but I mean, just glancing over it now, I mean, you could see how you could use this.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yes. I glanced at it and there's a lot of things I didn't know, but it's going to shape my behavior moving forward because I didn't know. So now that I do, I can do something about it. So this is very helpful. And it's free for members, right?
Yes.
It is totally, completely free for members. It is a member benefit. And honestly, for non-members, I mean, and I say this, it's only $79. When you look at these compensation reports that you get for industries, you know, you can spend hundreds of dollars. But to us, the information is so important to get out there. We try to make it as affordable as possible, but still covering, obviously, the cost of what it takes for us to do this. So, yes, it's free for all members. So it's a $79 value as a member. And then as a non-member, you can purchase it also from our website. So if you're an employer and not a member, that's a place you can get it.
Yeah. And let me just say, because like what Tony was saying, you know, he's going to take that stuff into account as in his position as the paralegal manager. But like I know in years past, many, many years ago, like if I wanted, I went to my employer because technically I wanted a raise, but I went about it showing that because I had a 4-year degree, X number of years experience and certification, that they could bill me out more according to this survey, gave that portion to my employer so they could use that in negotiations to get a higher rate for me. In turn, I was hoping that would translate into, okay, you know, we'll give Jill some of that. And it worked. And so it's not just, you know, and I'll tell you, I mean, it's almost laughable how much this gets down and dirty. I mean, like, you know, do you have your own parking space? You know, do you pay for it? Do you have your own secretary? If so, exactly. How many people do you share it with? I mean, and like I said, from Tony's perspective, more as the employer, you know, and like benefits that you're offering or not offering. I mean, it's awesome. It's awesome. So like you said, and there's other surveys that are out there that don't even cover this. I mean, it's way more expensive.
I think what we're trying to say is not only sign up for the conference, but become a member of NALA as well. So you can reap the best benefits for your money. ROI, return on investment.
Absolutely.
Yes, for sure. For sure. So then Vanessa, the next survey, which I mean, tell a little bit about the data gathering, because I don't want people to think it's just NALA members, say, because that would be easy to think that.
Oh my gosh, no.
So yeah, kind of maybe say a little bit about the data gathering, because I think it's interesting. I think you guys do a phenomenal job at it.
Every other year as we do this, it just grows and grows for the responses. And this last year we have, so for the 2021, we had about 1,600 responses. And this year we had 2,800 responses,
wonderful,
which is just a tremendous jump. And for this year, we had more non-members than members complete the survey. So it really is a nice broad cross-section of the full profession and not just NALA members.
Right. And I'm sure you use, don't you, you distribute to like all what NALA, I don't know how many affiliated associations NALA has.
68.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I knew you would know. So you distribute it to them, I think, don't you, distribute. And then, you know, like Tony sitting in his office, I could email it to him or he gets it because he's a member and then he emails it to the paralegals in his office. I mean, it's like, that's another thing that, you know, people realize that that's how it goes. And even people that you guys wouldn't think to send it to are a group of people, you know, it's not even, you're not even really controlling who to send it to, really. You're disseminating it and you can forward it and say, hey, fill this out. You know, we need this data. And that's what's important. And that's what I love about it is that's, again, main purpose, you know, a conference education with this survey. It's getting the information, helping the paralegals, you know, getting their hands on this stuff so they can use it to better themselves, better their career, negotiate, all those things that I think is the survey does for them. It's awesome. So,
and to rise the whole tide of the paralegal profession, because as more folks come back and advocate for, you know, higher salary, maybe higher billing rates, even so you can have a higher salary, that kind of thing, that just, you know, as we know, rising tide lifts all boats. And that just makes, you know, makes that the basis of salary decisions just go up higher and higher every year.
Yes, for sure. For sure. Okay. Well, so we need to take another quick break after talking about the awesome survey. So again, and you can go to NALA.org, NALA.org, to get and access the survey either as a member. You have to kind of like go through your portal, your membership portal, and download it. Or you can also go on there and purchase it if you're a non-member. But like, let's all listen to Tony though, and just become members. All right.
Then you get it for free.
That's right. All right. We'll be right back right after this commercial break.
filing court documents, serving legal papers, collecting electronic signatures, all critical parts of the litigation process, yet ones that are time-consuming and error-prone. But what if you could do more straight from your case or document management software? InfoTrack automates data entry, document selection, tracking, and information syncing across all these core tasks and more by integrating with your core systems like Clio, Smokeball, Leap, MyCase, and others. Spend more time on substantive legal work and less time on busy work. Learn how simple it can be at infotrack.com/simple.
Hey, Guy, what's up?
Just having some lunch, Conrad.
Hey, Guy, do you see that billboard out there?
Oh, you mean that guy out there in the gray suit?
Yeah, the gray suit guy.
Order up.
There's all those beautiful, rich, leather-bound books in the background.
That is exactly the one. That's J.D. McGuffin at law. He'll fight for you!
I bet you he has got so many years of experience.
Like decades and decades. And I bet, Guy, I bet he even went to a law school.
Are you a lawyer? Do you suffer from dull marketing and a lack of positioning in a crowded legal marketplace? Sit down with Guy and Conrad for Lunch Hour Legal Marketing on the Legal Talk Network, available wherever podcasts are found.
Hello, welcome back to the Paralegal Voice. Again, I'm Jill Francisco. I'm here with our guest, Vanessa Finley, and co-host Tony Sipp. And we had just wrapped up our discussion about the 2022 NALA survey report that you can, like I said, free to NALA members, or you can purchase online. So visit their website if you need to, if you want to get more information about that. So now we're going to go into, lastly, because like I said, we could definitely have go on for hours, but we really want to talk about NALA's YouTube channel, because we debuted it years ago and we knew the videos were the place to be. I know I have a 18-year-old son now, and I mean, he watches videos like it's his job. So, you know, videos is where it's at. And so I really wanted Vanessa to highlight for our listeners about the YouTube channel, get them on there to subscribe, because I'm telling you, they're really putting some awesome things out there right now.
Yeah. So as Jill said, you know, we have had the channel for a while, but we're really able to devote some resources to it now. And I think you're going to be pleased when you head back over to the YouTube channel. If you go to YouTube and just put in NALA and paralegal, it should pop right up. It should be under NALA, the Paralegal Association, and you should find our channel there. But some of the things that we're doing right now is we've created the Continuing Education Council, which is one of the standing committees of our board of directors, have created these short videos that provide a very quick overview of each section of the CP exam. Again, we're back to that CP prep because people are always clamoring for resources for that so that they can be successful in that first pass. But there for each one of the sections, there is a brief overview video that talks about what's in the actual exam and then talks about what's in the video that we have currently on demand for that topic, which was actually recorded at the conference last year. So Jill's one of the stars of those videos.
Thank you.
So you can determine then if that's a video that you need to watch. Because sometimes, you know, you see a video and you're like, oh, that sounds really good. And then you take that on-demand webinar and it's like, ooh, that wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And, you know, and you invest resources to do that. And so we really wanted to give folks an opportunity to look at each of those snippets and go, ooh, gosh, those are two phrases I didn't even know about. So I definitely need to watch that video on, you know, on real estate, let's say. And so we encourage you to go there and check out those short video snippets for the CP exam. We're also, through our Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee, which is another standing committee of the Board of Directors, is started this year with micro-learning sessions. And so these are videos and interviews that we do. Our first one was related to access to justice, as we talk about the expanding role of paralegals across the country, across multiple states, as they license and or register their paralegals to provide certain types of legal support without the supervision of an attorney. Yep. And so we've been hearing about the triple LTs, the limited legal licensed technician in Washington. You have other states that do registering, some that do licensing. There's about 17 or 18 states that are really actively involved in expanding the role of paralegals and helping to access justice for those folks that traditionally cannot afford an attorney. That was part of the micro-learning that we did with Michael Holberg out of the University of Denver. And that is a video that's available on our YouTube for free. All of our YouTube videos are for free for members and non-members alike. And then we also have a video that we recently put up for educators. So those of you who are providing education to paralegals and future paralegals, it's about how to prepare your students for success at graduation and beyond, and is also very focused on getting that CP designation. And so helping educators to understand different ways in which they can incorporate review for the CP and potentially utilize the CP exam as a capstone, part of a capstone course or part of a preparatory course, or even just to measure how well their program is doing right by how well their students do on the CP. So all those things are out there for folks on YouTube for free. I encourage you guys to go poke around. We have a number of playlists that are clumped together videos that are on similar topics. And there is so much more to come.
Well, and Tony, I was going to say, like, I know that's something that maybe you're going to be interested in. Cause like, if you're talking about your CP prep, you could go on there and look at those videos and then kind of determine if it's what you want to do.
Well, I'll tell you what determines it. When I'm reading the book and I take the quiz and I don't pass, then I go to the YouTube chat and go, what do they have to say about this? Because I need that help. So, yeah, exactly. It's a very helpful tool. Any kind of tool is helpful to make us better paralegals.
Well, and I noticed too, Vanessa, looks like you got a video on here kind of debuting you. It looks like you and Debbie, the current president Overstreet, of talking about Boston. Yes. So that's cool.
Yes. So, yep. And that's on our website as well. If you go to the conference page, you'll see it there, but it is on the YouTube channel as well. And it's a little video of Deb and myself talking about what's to come at the conference.
Well, and I'll tell you what, I'm encouraging all of our listeners to just go, like you said, it's free of cost. It's for paralegals. I mean, you're just, Nyla's basically putting that out there just to, you know, throw information out, you know, to educate, to kind of just show different things. And like, for instance, there's one I'm just looking at now, you know, so you've graduated, now what? I mean, that's
now
cool.
Now what?
You know, I mean, if you're, and because there's a lot of paralegals that would, you know, right out of school that would apply to. And then of course, you know, like whatever's coming up, you know, like if you're planning for certification, if the seminar's mm-hmm. coming up, if you're getting ready to go to the seminar, you know, and you're getting ready to vote, you do stuff on the candidacy. And so maybe even for these people, exactly. If you're a member and you're like, oh, should I run for an office or, you know, whatever, you can go back and look at some of this stuff and, you know, look and see like the speeches that they have to make, or there was an open candidacy forum. So, I mean, there's mm-hmm. just so much info on here, and I love it that we're sharing info because, you know, there used to be a time that, you know, it's like, I don't know, there just wasn't so much of that. There wasn't so much of sharing, or they wanted to, you know, charge for everything. And I remember, talking with our former CEO about even like the certified paralegals that have to get the 50 CLE credits every right. 5 years. And you know, I think there was that a minimum you had to do an hour at a time or 30 minutes at a time, or there was some minimum.
Yeah, I think 0.5 hours is the least smallest increment of time.
Right, that you had to do. And then, you know, it's kind of like now it's like somebody might do a 20-minute, you know, whatever on their lunch hour, you know, mm-hmm. or you have a lunch and learn that only has, you know, 20 minutes or 25 minutes, you know, and again, it just boils down to education. You know, that's what we're trying to do. Yeah. And so I always commend Nyla for getting the education out there, for creating the education. And obviously, we've always said we're ahead of the curve. And I think you are. I mean, I think you are in this instance, when you go to this channel and the things that you're putting out there is obviously stuff that's, you know, now, but I think it's also stuff mm-hmm. that's coming, and you're trying to right. keep us ahead, keep us informed, because all that diversity, equity, inclusion, the access to justice, Tony and I just did the panel, and there's, I mean, gosh, Tony, it's probably already changed since we had the show.
You might be right.
And it's only, what, two shows ago or something?
It actually did change. I got an email, so you're right. Another state made it possible for paralegals to practice.
And so it's like, like Tony said, it's constantly changing. And so, you know, and you guys, you know, seeing that, knowing that's a hot topic, knowing that's something. And Tony and I talked about one of the reasons we wanted to have that panel and wanted to get that out there is because we don't want paralegals to feel threatened. And I think that's one thing Nala does. You know, you're getting the information out there because if you don't know, then you just kind of assume on some things or you're unfamiliar. And really paralegals, it's not that, you know, that access to justice, I don't think it's threatening to paralegals.
No, not at all. I think it's an exciting opportunity for paralegals.
Yeah, if you want to, but if you don't.
If you want to, yes.
And if you don't, it's fine. You know, it's just like anything else, but it's not going to hurt you, you know, if you do or you don't. And that's what I think was important to Tony and I to get that out there. Because, Tony has some good thoughts. Tony's out on he's on the West Coast. He's got things happening. He's a mover and a shaker out there on the West Coast. You know, I'm in West Virginia. We're two steps behind. Tony's the one that's got the stuff out there moving and shaking and keeps your thing. You have your finger on the pulse on that. You've had that way before.
Yeah.
Than us on the East Coast, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, we definitely try to do our best to make sure access to justice is addressed. And it's been an issue. The pandemic made it possible to see how great of a divide there is.
Yes.
So I'm glad you're touching on this topic and talking about this topic, as well as the DEI component. This is all going in a great direction. So keep it up. I love it.
Well, and I think it's so, and what the survey also shows and just everything else we're doing is that the paralegal profession, oh my gosh, is exploding. And it's not just more people. It's different kinds of jobs. It's different types of responsibilities. You know, as we talk about, expanding the role of paralegals and accessing justice, that's different. And just like Jill said, maybe you don't want to do that, but maybe someone else, that's their jam, right? And then we've got, legal operations, office management. I mean, there's project management. I mean, there's just so much expansion of the paralegal role because of the skill sets that it takes to be a successful paralegal is so they are so valuable across so many other functions. And I think that, people are finally, employers are finally picking up on the fact of, wow, these paralegals really, holy mackerel, they are coming with some serious skills and experience. So it's really exciting to see that. And when we talk about, on the YouTube channel, things being, free for members or non-members, I still want to encourage folks to think about becoming a member because it's your membership that allows us to do that kind of thing and allows us to do more of that kind of thing. And so, we talk about, you get an $80 gift certificate if you're a member and you get the utilization compensation report for free and you get discounts and you get, all those wonderful things to being a member, and it makes that cost, less out of pocket because you're getting these benefits. But become a member as well, just to support the profession, to support the work that we're doing as an association to lift up the profession. And to, I was in DC 2 weeks ago, advocating with my association of associations, talking to our legislators about expanding the 529 savings programs to be available to be used, those dollars to be used for credentialing, to get a credential. Oh. It can cost you, several hundred dollars to get your credential, your certification. And so, we're advocating to ensure that in the 529 plan that parents and students can use those funds to do something like get a CP or to take advanced training through an association, whether it's NALA or anybody, anywhere else. So this is what we're doing as an association. It's not just about the individual members. It's about us collectively.
Right.
And so I encourage you all to jump on the boat and join us in this journey.
I love that you mentioned that. I love that idea. And again, it just goes to what I just said, that you guys are ahead of the curve, because not too long ago, it was added to the 529 for the trade. Two-year programs.
That's exactly right. Yes.
Because, a 4-year college degree doesn't have to be and is not for everybody. And that's fine.
No.
Because obviously there's thousands of jobs out there that's not even required. So, you know.
Yes. And high paying jobs.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. So I love that you guys are doing that, because you have somebody too that didn't go. I think Tony was talking about this on one of our past shows. You know, you have somebody that doesn't have the exact background. They don't have the bachelor's degree in it, but then they do a career change and then they just go for the certification so they can get their foot in the door to be a paralegal. And, you know, I mean, yeah, granted, is that as much training as a four-year degree? No, but to pass this exam is no small feat. So,
exactly,
you know, that's still showing.
When people come up to me, they always go, "Hey, I'm a CP," and they're very proud of their CP, as you should be. And they're going, "Oh my gosh, that is the mini bar."
Right.
That's what they call it, the mini bar.
And not the one we're not the one in the hotel room that we're talking about.
No, no. No, then you'll be hitting the mini bar, right?
Oh gosh. Well, Vanessa, I really appreciate you coming back, and I'm so happy all the things that you've shared with us. Yeah. And we are looking forward to, as usual, to be at conference, to be a speaker at conference. It's kind of, you know, full circle that I get to attend, but you know, not as having to do all the work,
the board
but be a speaker and do my passion, because obviously that's why that I want to teach, and that's why I want to present, is because I, like you said, that's one of the things that you're giving back to the profession. You want it to thrive in the future. And so super excited to get there, to enjoy it all, to take it all in. So we encourage our listeners, get there any way you can, virtually, in person, whatever, just get signed up and don't miss
it. We'll take you as you are.
That's right. And Tony, any parting words? We don't want to leave Tony out.
Sign up early and join. It'll make a big difference. I think you'll enjoy the conference, and yeah, it's exciting. So get excited, get ready to go, and go check out the website, NALA.org, and then YouTube, NALA, just do the Google. It's going to be very helpful for you and those you support.
And our phrase for this conference, Jill, is be in the now, be in the know, be NALA.
Oh,
so
that's
what we're asking people
that's
to do.
That's awesome. Yes. And that's true. And that's true. That's true. So anyway, thank you again so much, Vanessa, for taking your time, for all you do. You know, I like I said, I have the privilege of knowing all you do behind the scenes, and I appreciate it. You have a wonderful staff. Your staff is wonderful.
Yes, we do.
So
awesome.
Thank you so much. And we'll be looking forward to seeing you soon. And so, Vanessa, what is the easiest way for people? Like I said, they know the website, but if they want to get, you know, like email NALA, say, so to speak, or, you know, and get it directed possibly to you or whoever the staff may be that they want some more information on.
So the absolute best way to reach out to us with really anything is to email us at nalanet@nala.org.
Okay.
So NALANET@NALA.org. That goes to our membership services rep, and they will either directly answer or filter it off to whoever else can answer that. We answer those emails. That doesn't go into black hole. You can also call us at 918-587-6828. And again, that also, we have live people here answering the phones to help you. If you get our voicemail, truly it is because we are talking to someone else, and we will call you back if you leave a message.
That's right, because you do not have a staff of 25 or 30 or even more than people might assume that you do. I mean, like, what do you have? Eight?
We have a staff of 16 now.
Oh, okay. See, you've been building it up.
We're growing. We're growing because there's so much to do.
Well, that makes me happy too. So anyway, hopefully people, like I said, the listeners will reach out to you. This is all great. So go paralegals. We're just super excited about it. So thank you so much again. And for our listeners, I hope you will join us next time on the Paralegal Voice.
The views expressed by the participants of this program are their own and do not represent the views of, nor are they endorsed by Legal Talk Network, its officers, directors, employees, agents, representatives, shareholders, or subsidiaries. None of the content should be considered legal advice. As always, consult a lawyer.